Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Carol Romeo is a seasoned author, speaker, and marriage and family therapist. She has crafted 5 books throughout the past 2 decades of serving others with the accumulated wisdom that she's gained throughout her personal recovery process and her experience counseling others. Carol received her bachelor's degree in psychology and her master's degree in marriage and family therapy. Carol feels passionate about her goal to bring wounded people to health and is convinced that it is vital to include spiritual training as part of the healing. This understanding moved her to gain a master's degree of practical ministry and function as a prayer counselor in numerous churches. In her book, Expect the Miraculous, A True Story of the Extraordinary Power of God, you not only will get a clear view of the supernatural workings of God, you will also gain the awareness of His tender compassion towards you. And Carol Romeo, author of Expect the Miraculous, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me. I'm just so excited about sharing today.
And I am excited about giving you the platform to do this because your book from reviews is helping so many people. It's a very important conversation. Let's start with the inspiration. What was the motivation? You've written 5 books, including this one. What was the motivation for this book?
Well, I mean, first of all, the motivation began with my dedication to God, to Jesus Christ. My family was a mess. I mean, I had abusive childhood, alcoholic parents, one that sexually abused me. And so I was just, when I was about 30 years old, I mean, my house, because my husband was an alcoholic, I was an alcoholic, we dragged our family down. And so I needed God. I needed help. So that help I found through Jesus Christ. And He's transformed me in just so many ways. And I'll share some of those ways with miracles that I talk about. But I was passionate from the beginning and passionate about then serving God when I decided, you know, as I grew in the Lord. And then I started doing some spiritual counseling in the church and things like that. And so, so I was really desirous to give it away.
And you've done that in this book. Carol's book, this book is Expect the Miraculous, A True Story of the Extraordinary Power of God. Carol Romeo, R-O-M-E-O, her website, carolromeo.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You talk in the book with the title of the book, Expect the Miraculous. What kind of experience would you label as a miracle? We sometimes throw that out there and really don't know what we're talking about. What exactly do you describe as an experience? What did you go through?
Well, there's so many miracles, different kinds of miracles that have happened to me and the people around me. I would classify this just 2 different kinds of miracles. There's the wow miracle, this I call it the super wow miracle, where it's like I had a healing early in my walk with the Lord, and I had a back problem, and I was at a church service that did healing, and I went forward and they laid hands on me, and I felt this rush of heat, just like hot water went through my body. All the bones in my back changed position. I could feel them click and change position. And I watched as my one leg, because I had one leg shorter than the other, and I watched as the leg grew out to meet the other leg.
Amazing.
So that is what I consider a wow miracle. And they're unmistakable. I mean, you can't say it's not happening. It's happening.
Even your chiropractor realized this. If there are miracles, he said, this certainly qualifies. Give me his reaction, because this is sort of the truth. You've got the doctor now. You think it's worked the way you think it has. You go to the doctor and he confirms this is a miracle.
Yeah, I finally went to the chiropractor. What I did was for like 2 weeks, every time I sat down, I measured my legs because I was like stunned. I was like, is this going to stay or what is this? And so I went to the chiropractor and I didn't even say a word. I just said, okay, examine me and then we'll talk. So he examined me and then he said, get dressed, come in my office. I want to talk with you. And then he kind of shuffled around with the papers on his table and he says, well, because I says, I think it's a miracle. And so he says, well, I don't know too much about miracles. He said, but this sure qualifies as one.
This is all in Carol's book. This book that's now available is available wherever books are sold. Expect the Miraculous, A True Story, The Extraordinary Power of God by Carol Romeo. Information on this and all of her books at her website, carolromeo.com. And of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Those are the super, super miracles that we're familiar with, that we hear about, some people experience, others are still waiting for that or think maybe that we have in our lives. But you talk about the other type of miracle as well, gradual healing. And this may happen to many people and they don't even realize it's a miracle.
They don't realize it. So, you know, that's kind of what we need to do in our walk with God is expect. That's why I use the word expect. To expect the God to be a miraculous God. I mean, the Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he's the same, then he is a miraculous God. But you have to look for it. Like, as I got healed and, you know, got free of alcohol and, you know, all of the healing that my heart needed from the past and from my abuse, God was in all of that. And those are the miracles that I say are the, we can't even say that they're small miracles because there's no larger, there's no small, it's just harder to see. It's harder to grasp that it's a miracle.
And it really was a miracle in your life, what you came out of. And Carol goes through all of this, where she came from. And that's why this book is so relatable. This is not Carol talking about what she thinks happens in other people's lives. She actually has been through it like so many of us have been and has come out very positive and really passionate about sharing this story in her book, Expect the Miraculous. What did you learn? And there are many, we just touched on several of the miracles, many more that you talk about in the book, Expect the Miraculous. What did you learn through your experience with miracles? What impact did they have on your life and who you are today?
Well, the main thing that I would say that I found in miracles or found in God is the love of God. That every miracle is saturated in God's love. He wants more than anything for us to know him, to know his character, to know his love, that he loves us. And so that is one of the main things that I received was just the transformation, whether it was through a big miracle or a small miracle, but the transformation of God that just saturated me with his love.
When you talk about the understanding, the gratitude, the appreciation, that sometimes we get caught in the wow, the miracle, and we forget the why. How important is that to understand the why? Just, I've had a miracle, thank you, and to go on with your life. There's more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes. It's very, very important. I mean, the one thing that I tell people is ask God, why? Why this miracle at this time? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to see? Sometimes it's just he wants to just reveal who he is, reveal his character. Sometimes it's revealing his comfort. I was sick a lot, and sometimes it's just his comfort. But more so, it's he wants relationship with us. And that's one way that we can have relationship and we can know God. But yes, I think why is the important thing, because you know, otherwise we can go from miracle to miracle, 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 and say, oh yeah, that was wonderful. But we don't allow it to impact us until we process it and find out, okay, what was this about?
Carol talks about the never dismissing the small miracles. That's just one of many topics that she discusses in the book, Expect the Miraculous, a true story of the extraordinary power of God, Carol Romeo. Her website, carolromeo.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carol, what do you want the reader to take away as they read your book? What do you hope they get out of the book, Expect the Miraculous?
The main thing that I want, that I pray and want for each reader, is that they would gain hope. I was losing hope in my life when I was destroying my family and I was a mess. I mean, I was destroying any hope I had. I mean, I didn't believe anybody could change me, never less God. So I want them to have hope. That's number one. But I also want them, I want to give them a taste of who God is and how big he is, and that he is passionate about his children. He's very passionate about his children.
You mentioned all of the miracles, and Carol does a nice job of going through large and small miracles in her book, Expect the Miraculous. Is there any that impacted you the most? Some are physical, some are emotional. Any that stand out that really impacted you?
Oh, there's just, it's so many. I was looking at that question, and it's so much that I could say about what impacted me the
yes.
most. But I had a church gathering, and I had a vision of the throne room, and I was totally out in the spirit. In fact, the woman that came with me, she had to write a note and put it under my head to let me know where she was, because she couldn't arouse me. But in that vision, there was a lot that God ministered to me. And one of the things during the vision that he had me do is he said, Carol, I want you to come up here. And I was laying it on my face and I said, oh God, I'm not worthy to come to you. And so he said, no, I want you to come up here. So I walked up the stairs very hesitantly, and I walked up the stairs and I stood in front of him. And I think I had my head down, and he says, I want you to look into my eyes. And I said, but God, because I glanced at him, there was like fire coming out of his eyes. I said, God, you know, will I live if I look in your eyes? And he said, no, look in my eyes. And he just gently lifted up my chin so that I would look in his eyes. And the love that, yes, the fire poured into my soul, but the love that I felt in that moment, in that second, was just unbelievable. I can't even describe the love and what transpired during that time.
I can tell that in your voice, even today, as you're recounting that, it has this miraculous feeling that comes across as you're talking about it. And I want to move on here, but another area in the book that's so touching is happened several weeks before your mother passed and really changed your relationship with her
yes.
at the end. Briefly tell us about that as well.
Yes, well, my mother came out to live after my father passed, and she had Alzheimer's, so we eventually had to take her out of the home and have her in a facility, because she had the dementia really bad. And then it got to a point where she had broken her hip, and so she was bedbound, and you know, she was dying. You know, the nursing staff said, no, she doesn't have long to live. And she couldn't talk at that point. She couldn't say anything. And I had always been afraid of her eyes. She was alcoholic, but beyond that, she had also had obsessive compulsive disorder. And so she was always, I was her obsession, and she was always like fixing my hair and glaring at me and staring at me. And so I never liked her eyes. But when she laid there in the bed and couldn't talk, God said, I want you to look into her eyes and talk to her through your eyes. So I said, okay, all right, I can do that. So I spent 2 weeks visiting her and sitting by her and looking into her eyes, and I could actually tell her all the love that I had for her and how I felt. And she did the same for me. She engaged me and did the same thing back. So now when I think and that was just total healing. And now when I think of my mom, I don't think of the resentments and the anger and the bitterness and all of that. No, I can, all I feel now is her love.
And all of that is gone. Carol Romeo, our guest on the program, her book, Expect the Miraculous, her website, carolromeo.com, book available wherever books are sold. What must one person, what should a person do? Because I'm sure they're listening going, how do I receive a miracle? How did things like that, I hear from other people, but they don't happen to me. How do I receive a miracle?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we don't earn a miracle. We can't earn it.
Right.
The miracle is God's passion, God's love that he's the one that it has the intent to give us. So, so it's not, that we earn it, but what we can do is stay open, you know, keep our hearts open to what God has for us and expect, you know, and that's why I use that word again, expecting that God is going to do more instead of saying, well, God never helps me or God never does this or God never does, but looking for those small ways and opening your heart and saying, okay, God, whatever you want to do, in me, whatever plan you have, okay, that's what I want.
What happens when we don't understand the message of the miracle? How do we go about making sense of all of this?
Well, sometimes we're not, well, often we're not going to understand it. And that's why we have to ask the whys and process and all of that. What did you ask again?
Yeah, when we don't understand, when something happens and we really don't understand the why, I guess they come back to the why component here.
Yeah.
How do we get an answer?
Well, sometimes we have to just wait and find out what the answer is.
Okay.
Now, when I had a prayer time in my home, and I, in the middle of the prayer time, and it was just a prayer that I wanted to be filled with his spirit. I wanted more of his Holy Spirit. And that's the other thing, is being hungry for more. Being hungry is good. And I wanted more. And God led me to the Bible, to this passage in Ezekiel that says, you will speak my word to them. But in that scripture, what happened in the Bible is that it was 3D. It popped up like a 3D movie. That whole scripture just popped up. And it was just amazing. I was like, whoa, wow, what is this? This is just amazing. And so I never knew for years what that was. You will speak my word. But here I am now, writing, I've been speaking, counseling. I found out, yes, I am to speak of God, and I am to speak of what he has for everyone. But I didn't know that. But when I doubt myself, when I say, well, who am I to write this, or who am I to say this, or whatever, I think of that pop-up message.
Yes.
Which I can't, you know, it's too weird to, you know, you can't just dismiss it. So, I found out years later what that pop-up message was about.
It's amazing when you don't understand something, you think pop-up message, and it suddenly puts things in perspective. But the time is going by so quickly. Carol's book is this book, Expect the Miraculous, A True Story of the Extraordinary Power of God. Carol Romeo, book available wherever books are sold, her website, carolromeo.com. people probably listening going, okay, are miracles for the chosen few, or are they for everyone? Who receives miracles?
I believe miracles are for everyone. They're for everyone, just because of what I was saying, that God wants relationship with us, whether it's through a miracle, through his presence, whatever. He wants relationship with us. And that alone is a miracle, that the God of all the universe, the creator, wants relationship with us.
Carol Romeo, our guest on the program, all of this and so much more in her book. The book is Expect the Miraculous, a true story of the extraordinary power of God by Carol Romeo. A few minutes left in the program. Would you end the interview with prayer? Would you, something you're moved to leave with us, the listeners, the viewers, after our conversation?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, God really pointed out to me that he wanted me to pray and give everyone the opportunity to open their hearts and receive whatever he has for them.
If you would, please.
Do you want me to pray?
Yes, let's close with that.
Okay. So I'm going to ask everybody, would you just hold your hands out in front of you, palms up? And that's just a posture of receiving from God what he has. And Lord, I do pray that, Lord, that your spirit, by your spirit, you would come to each one listening to this broadcast, Lord God, and that, yes, you are for everyone. You are, you desire your love to be known. And so, Lord God, even as they hold their palms up, would you touch them? Would you fill them with your love? Would you touch those that need healing, that need a miracle, Lord God, that need a healing in their body or in their soul or in their heart? And Lord, we thank you. Thank you that you are a giving God, and we can come to you and open our hearts and open our hands. And Lord, we just receive from you all that you have for us. We thank you, Lord, ahead of time. We thank you for what you're going to do, and what you're going to do in and through this book, but in and through hearts that are hungry for you, Lord. And we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Carol, thank you. The most appropriate way to conclude our conversation. Now, Carol's other books are available, of course, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Carol's website as well. The other books, Meditations from the River, Healing Waters from Troubled Times, Traveling with a Life Giver, A Spiritual Journey Through Recovery from Abuse, Be a Powerful Woman of God, A Testament of His Goodness, and Journey into Wholeness, Steps to Emotional Wholeness. And this book we focused on the conversation today, Expect the Miraculous, A True Story of the Extraordinary Power of God. And again, all of this on Carol's website, carolromeo.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Carol, thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Hopefully we can carry on our conversation. It's been very enlightening. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
It has been a pleasure. Once again, Carol Romeo, I'd like to thank RacketCreatives.com for arranging our conversation with Carol today. And Carol's website is CarolRomeo.com. And of course, all this and links for all of her books and her website on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.